Blackstone Audio presents Slash and Burn by Colin Cotterill. August 1968. The Prologue. You know, being shut up in a cage with a live bear was a piece of cake compared to being drunk and high in charge of $500,000 worth of flying metal. The full moon beckoned, hanging there like an ivory wok in a vast steel-gray sky. It spread the landscape with an eerie monochrome like daytime to a dog. Medium gray jungle against dark gray mountains. Patches of charcoal and slivers of silver off the rivers. Boyd could make out every leaf, every rock, as clear as creation day. He was a god. Oh yeah, a deity on a mission. The almighty protagonist in the movies they made before they could afford color, starring Boyd Bowery in his never-ending quest for cheese. "Cheese, little buddy," he had told Marcos. "I'll bring you back a hunk of moon cheese. They let you scoop it right out. You want fries or something with it?" "Man, you shouldn't leave me here with that," was all Marcos could come back with. Boyd remembered being at the door of the cage then. He had stopped, looked back at the bear, drunk, snoring, farting, head in her feed trough. "She'll be cool, man. Fix her a cup of coffee in the morning. Tell her it was great. Leave your phone number." Marcos had done one of those non-military salutes. That's why that finger's so long, you know, gets all the exercise. That was, what, an hour ago? Half an hour? Time lost all its credibility at 10,000 feet with no color in the world. Someone ought to write a PhD about that, the relationship between hue and chronology, the color of minutes.